Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We are continuing our devotional study of Paul's letter to the believers in the city of Colossae. What an incredible letter, packed with so much powerful truths for the believer in Christ today. Today, our theme is living in peace. And we're still in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, and it's day 36 in the devotional guide, Complete in Christ. And it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, in which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. This is Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Interestingly, the Amplified Version says, let the peace of God act as an umpire, i.e., calling the close ones. In other words, it is saying, there's so much to this passage, but the way the Amplified brings it out, let the peace of God rule, or we could say govern, or guide, or act as an umpire. In other words, you can follow the peace. If you follow the peace, you will be following God's guidance and direction, because God is called the God of peace. And one thing Satan cannot duplicate is the peace of God. Wherever Satan is, there is upset, there is turmoil. He cannot duplicate that deep internal sense of rest and peace that is from God. So follow the peace and be careful, be cautious when down on the inside you lose a sense of peace. I'll never forget, many years ago, Sue and I and her parents had made a visit to Texas, and we were going back, and it was late at night, first night back on the road. And it was about 11 o'clock, and folks were getting tired and grumpy. And finally, I saw a hotel. I stopped. I got us the last room. The parking lot was full, and I drove around and finally drove out on the grass and unlighted area. And when I stopped there, it was like flashing red lights started going off inside. It was like all the peace inside of me left. And it was like, don't do this, don't stop here. But because I knew that people were tired and ready to get in, and they didn't want to be driving around looking for a parking place, I ignored that loss of peace. And we got out and we went inside, went to bed. And when we came out the next morning, the car had been broken into, and my very prized white Fender Telecaster guitar and case had been stolen, along with a very important reel-to-reel tape recorder and tapes and other items. And all that loss could have been avoided if I had allowed the peace of God to rule in my heart, if I had not stopped and gone into that hotel room until I had peace. Wow. Oh, my friends, it's important to follow the peace. Now, God wants us to have not only peace on the inside, our peace has to come on the inside, but God wants us to pursue peace on the outside with others as well. There is so much anger, hostility, and division in the world today. But if there's anybody who can bring about peace, it should be the true Christian who has found the peace of God in their hearts, and should be able then to reach out of that peace and bring about peace on the outside in different kinds of relationships. And in this regard, I was thinking of Hebrews chapter 12. And it is verse 14, where the writer of Hebrews says, pursue peace with all people. Pursue peace. And that word pursue it's intense. It means to go after. In other words, it's not something that we can just be passive and lackadaisical about and hoping that it happens. No, you have to go after the peace. So I encourage you today, whether it's in a marriage relationship or a job relationship or whatever it may be, go after the peace. Pursue the peace. I heard Jimmy Carter make a statement years ago, and he was hailed for bringing together a very important peace agreement between Israel and Egypt. And I forget I think it was called the Oslo Accords, but it was considered a tremendous breakthrough. But I remember him making this statement: you have to wage peace. Now, that word wage, I'd never heard it used in relation to peace. I'd always heard it in relation to war, about waging war. And it has to do with an intensity in going after waging war. Well, I believe Jimmy Carter was right, and he was saying what it says here. Wage peace, pursue peace, go after it with all people. And now that doesn't mean that we sacrifice our principles for peace. We don't sacrifice truth for peace. But at our own starting point of our non-negotiable principles and commitments in life as Christians, from that starting point, then we go after and we pursue peace with other people. Now, there are many promises of peace. And of course, peace starts on the inside and then works its way out to the outside. But peace is very powerful. And there are some incredible promises of peace I want to leave with you today. One will be, there are many, many, but I want to leave you two that have been a great blessing to me. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him," and that includes her, "in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Now, our responsibility is to keep our mind fixed on him. And then his promise is, the one who keeps their mind fixed on me, I will keep them. I will guard them and keep them in perfect peace. Now, how are we to keep our eyes fixed on him? Well, it means that we are continually, as we go about our business, instead of letting our mind roam here and there and worry about this and be anxious about this, that we are continually thinking about God, about his goodness, about his character, his greatness, his faithfulness, and we're thinking about his promises. This is just how we think throughout a normal day. And the promise is, thou wilt keep him or her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee or fixed on thee. Wow, Lord, thank you for that wonderful promise of keeping us in perfect peace. And it reminds me of a statement I read years ago, never forgot, by Dr. Alex Carroll, who was a pioneer in research concerning how the physical body is affected by the mind. And in medical terms, it's called psychosomatic diseases. Psycho meaning mind, soma meaning body. And according to medical research, most of the people in the hospitals today, their diseases are psychosomatic. They begin in the mind with anxiety and stress and worry, and it eventually shows up in their body with different kinds of illnesses and diseases. Well, Dr. Alex Carroll, this was based on his medical research. I have no evidence that he was a Christian, so this had nothing to do with faith. This was based on his medical research. He said 90% of all sickness will never touch you and will normally leave your body if your mind is at perfect peace. We'll say that again. 90% of all sickness will never touch you and will normally leave your body if your mind is at perfect peace. I don't know of any other way to acquire perfect peace except that promise in Isaiah, thou wilt keep him or her in perfect peace whose mind is stayed or fixed on thee. I remember years ago going in, and I had been learning this, and I was coming out of a time of illness and sickness, and that was brought on by stress, and I was learning to live in peace and to guard my mind and keep my mind fixed on the Lord. And I went in for a physical with the Veterans Administration, and the nurse took my blood pressure, and it was too high. I said, well, let's just sit here for a minute and take it again. She said, well, that won't make any difference. I said, well, let's try it. She said, okay. So she went about doing some other things. You know what I was doing? I was thinking. I was making my mind think on these promises of peace, the one I just quoted from Isaiah 26:3. And also, this one has been very important to me, where Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so I was thinking on these and other scriptures of peace. So she waited, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes, and then she took it again. She said, yeah, it's dropped down. And so then on her own, she decided to wait a few minutes and take it again. And so I continued to sit there with my mind fixed on the Lord, on His goodness and on His promises. She took it a third time. This time it was normal. Hallelujah. Oh, my friends, how we need to live in peace today within ourselves, and how we need to help others live in peace, and how we need to be people who pursue peace in this life. It's a key to a life of joy and health, living in peace. So I leave you with Paul's statement to the Colossians, Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Father, I thank you for your peace today. For someone listening right now, I pray for your supernatural peace to come upon them, to fill their hearts and their minds today as they look to you and trust you with all of their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And there you will see articles, you'll see some videos, you'll see my blog. Check out my blog, The 1726 Project. Just look over to the left-hand side and you'll see a blog. Check out my blog, got some great articles there as well. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.